Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show that talks about organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and whatever you would like to discuss. You can give me a call, and as always, work in your calls with my stuff that I need to talk to you about, and I've got quite a bit to start the show with here today, but go ahead and call in anytime you want to. We'll blend the two together. The telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. As you know, Logan, my daughter, is my announcer. A lot of people think when they call in and talk to the screener and the person running the show for me in there, it's going to be her. But it's Mary Rose, and she's ready to go. Logan is in Prescott, Arizona today, so she's not with us in person as she was a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, she'll get you all set up to go on with me. Again, that number is 866-444-3478. We'll start with, as we often do, with our tea, and it's a good one. I went back to an old standby with a little bit of a change because I almost didn't put in everything I wanted in it this morning. If you do herb tea and enjoy it like I do, this is a good one for you to do. It's ginger, fresh ginger. If you use one of the store-bought products, dry ginger, that's fine, but it'll be in second place to using fresh ginger that you've grown yourself or gotten from the grocery store. If you want to grow it yourself, it's very easy. Just buy, if you can, organic rhizome hands from the grocery store. Cut them up into pieces, about, I'd say, a third the size of a golf ball. Let them stay out in the air until they callus over. I've done some videos on them in the past, and I don't know where that video is. I need to find that and get it on the website so you can find it easily. But you can cover the cuts with either soft rock phosphate or fireplace ashes or something like that, or just leave them out in the air. And once they callus over, putting the ashes or the soft rock phosphate on the cut pieces. And this, the same thing you can do with planting anything in a similar way. It just speeds up the process of the callusing. Plus, it also provides nutrients as the roots first start to grow. So it is worth doing it, but you don't have to. Anyway, the ginger, sage, thyme, and honey are the ingredients. And I forgot the honey. And after I had decanted, after I poured it into the thermos to bring it here, it dawned on me I didn't put the honey in it. So I put about probably a teaspoon of honey into the thermos, and it's good. It's a good one for you to try. A nice amount of ginger. Probably I cut up enough ginger to be about the same size as a half a golf ball, whatever that is. And then about four large garden sages, a little sprig of a different sage that has smaller leaves. And then the thyme, I used several shoots. The cold weather has caused the lush greenness of my potted thyme to partially turn purple. The end leaves were still green, and then the rest of the shoots were a purple. I put them both in. What you do when you do thyme is you break off the tip because it's not going to let you go down. I stripped the leaves off of the woody stem going down, except for the tip. The tip, you can't do that. It'll break off, and that's fine. You put that in the tea. Pour the water that you've brought almost to a boil over the leaves. Let it steep for anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, something like that, and enjoy it like I'm doing this morning. Let's see, the next thing I need to tell you about, we've got a beautiful dog at the SPCA. It's the SPCA in McKinney, this one, and it's Finnegan. And Finnegan is a great Pyrenees mix and beautiful, 92 pounds at the Russell Perry SPCA in McKinney. We've had some of the dogs adopted that we've shown on the website, and we've had some that are still looking for homes, both in the Dallas SPCA and also in the McKinney one. So check out the website. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Most everything we'll refer to today you can find one way or another on the website. So if you're not familiar with dirtdoctor.com, it's loaded with information. It's pretty deep, and the SPCA stuff is there, photographs and all the bio information on the dogs that are still available. Wherever you are in the country, these, of course, are the ones in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are in the United States or any other country, for that matter, rescuing a dog, just a great way to go. Our two, as you know, Tater and Nellie, both rescued. Tater came from the SPCA, the one downtown Dallas, and Nellie was running around loose in our neighborhood. And I'm delighted that the owner never showed up. She's the one that turned into our tree climber. If you haven't seen that photograph, those photographs and video, just go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and you can see her there. As you know, a lot of you know, I've been doing a lot of art and have completed a few new pieces. I'll put the latest ones up on Facebook. I continue to do that. Some pretty interesting new ones that I'll show you. We've been selling some pieces. I've been delighted about the response that we've got. I'm going to be doing some larger and larger pieces. I've gotten some material that's larger in scale. I've kind of, you know, refined my techniques to the ones that I want to do. My problem is I'm ADD artist. I have tried every kind of technique there is, including some realistic drawings and everything recently, or semi-realistic, I guess. But you'll see some of the techniques that I like the most be presented on some of these larger pieces. I've got some events coming up. I'm going to tell you about them in more detail later, but for now, the easy way to do it is go to our website again and go to the appearance button, and you will see where my next appearances are. One of them is going to be next Saturday, and it's going to be at a well, I can just tell you if I got it here. I think it's on the second sheet. Yeah, it's going to be D&L Farm and Home Store in Denton, Texas. I'll be there from 10 to noon, and I will have some of the art with me. So I haven't decided what I'm going to bring. Logan made a terrific couple of albums for me with photographs of me doing some of the work and then some silly pictures of us with our hats and various things, and it shows a wide range of the art, and I'll have those with me. And of course, we'll be talking landscaping and gardening and pest control and all that kind of thing. Let's see, freeze is definitely worth talking about. We'll do that. Debbie, hang on, I'll get you right when I come back from this first break. Let me finish a couple of other things first. Floating row cover is something, if you don't have, you need to grab. It's going to get with the wind chill and the temperatures that we're having in our part of the world, Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then others even in colder areas, need to have floating row covers. Kind of like trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes that I just wrote a Dallas Morning News column about. Everybody needs to put out trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes. If you're a gardener of any kind, landscape, vegetable gardener, herb gardener, whatever, the investment of a little money and a little time to put out those two beneficials will pay off. And it helps prevent a lot of the insect problems that we sometimes have to deal with, even if we're doing a full organic program. So check out that. We put the Dallas Morning News columns up after they've run in the paper, and so you'll be seeing that right away. Floating row cover gives you 4 or 5 degrees, 3 to 5 degrees of freeze protection, and the basic organic program does as well. That's my next column. It has some of that information in more detail. for you. The reason you get that protection from the organic program is that with healthy soil, you're going to have more trace minerals into the plants. And the trace minerals in the plants help to create more complex carbohydrates in the plants, the sugars. And they make the food crops taste better, and they also increase the hardiness by, again, 3 to 5 degrees. So you can get quite an increase by doing a combination of the organic program and the lightweight white floating row cover, covering up things that, you know, maybe a little tender for this cold weather that we were about to have. Well, I'll do a break. We'll go to the phones and then finish up with some of my stuff. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Did you know that 2 of the top 5 most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Hey, the Dirt Doctor is back with you, and we're going to go talk to Debbie first thing this segment in Kaufman, Texas. Hey, Debbie.
Good morning. Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Quick question, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Termites. My neighbor has had an issue with termites, and then I spotted some in my bathroom, and I went up in the attic and looked, and they're on a board up above my bathroom in the attic. She has been dealing with spot treatment and the stakes around the yard. And I'm wondering if that's good enough, if she still has them at 6 months in, because I've been researching a little bit. What is your thoughts? Should it be tinting and trenching right off, or the spot treatment and the stakes?
Okay,
termites.
She has the stakes that function as baits.
Bait stakes.
Right.
Yes, sir. Bait stations.
Yeah. Well, those are fine, but if you still have termites around, the thing about termites is that's kind of interesting is that they're pretty easy to kill if you can get to them. If you can get to them, those that you're seeing or if you know where they are, and you might want it'd be a good idea to get a professional to help you with it because they have the tools to get the material into the wall and to the termites. But if you can get any of the boric acid products to the termites or orange oil products or any of the essential oil products like I talk about all the time for outdoor use, like the Pure Grow or something like that, they'll all kill the termites. The other thing I'd do outside, even though you have the baits stations, is I'd put beneficial nematodes out around the house. The beneficial nematodes do a bang-up job on helping to control termites.
Okay.
So it's kind of an overall program. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You answered my question.
Okay. Call us again. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's termites. The trick is just getting to them. If you have any leaks, any wet wood, in other words, anything like that, that's going to be attracting them. You got to fix that. One of the things that the people with Pier and Beam houses can do, you can treat the undercarriage, the wood, the bottom of the wood floors, the joists, any kind of wood under the house with any of the boric acid products like Timbor or Boracare. There's even research that hot pepper works, but the borate products really work better. And it sets up a long-term prevention of them. So beneficial nematodes outside. Treat the wood as much as you can. No leaks, no wet wood. And the ones you can get to, or get somebody to help you get to them, use boric acid products or orange oil or the essential oils. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Next on my agenda here, well, first of all, my books, and a lot of people, I probably don't talk about the details of my books enough. The books that I have, even though some of them have Texas in the name, because when I first did some of the books, I was just on the radio and writing a column for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so the publishers wanted the Texas in the name. But the truth is, my books, whether it's the herb book or the tree book or the bug book or whatever specific subject you're looking for, they're good for people coast to coast and border to border. If you just adjust a couple of things, one of them is obvious, it's timing when you do things. It'll be a little different in Maine than in California and that sort of thing. But the basic information about how to plant properly, how to do the sick tree treatment, the formulas that I recommend, how you control specific insects and how you control specific diseases, and how you plant and how you transplant things, how you propagate, all of that is the same anywhere you are. You just have to adjust a few things. Then specific plants that you're going to plant, and I recommend you talk to local experts on that anyway, no matter where you are. Check that out. The red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, you click on that and it'll tell you about my books, how to buy them, and how to go. When you go that route, it actually supports our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. And it also gives you basic information on, we'll update it probably this week, but basic information on the art. And if you see anything like somebody did just a couple of days ago, you see anything you like, you can call us and buy from us long distance online. We can ship. You can also set up an appointment to come by and see the art as well, or come to the personal appearances. We'll always drag along a little bit of the art with us so you can see it in person. And the books, too. When we make personal appearances, books will be being sold by the people that are hosting the event. That's how that works. But if you buy online through that red button, there are some extra benefits that you can get along with the books. And the information about our online course is right there as well. And people are giving us really good feedback on that. If you haven't taken a look at that, what it does is it gives you more detail about this natural organic approach than really all my books put together in some ways. I think a combination of the two probably is the best way to go. But the online course is 15 chapters, and it's me teaching it, and it's the only way you can go to school and learn about organic gardening right now in the country. Unfortunately, there's no four-year or two-year universities. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about beer and wine. And if you don't, if you're not interested in beer and wine, you're thinking, well, I don't want to hear that. What I'm going to talk about is even more important if you drink soft drinks, sodas and stuff. Interesting news for you, and my take on how to go and what to do to prevent problems related to it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And as I said, we'll talk about booze a little bit. Actually, it's a talk about Roundup and glyphosate. There was a new report that came out. They continue to build up and build up and build up. That's one of the main things that we put on Dirt Doc, both on DirtDoctor.com and even in more detail on the nonprofit site, the Texas Organic Research Center. And this one is really interesting in a lot of ways, and I learned some stuff about it. There was research testing done on 20 different beers and wines. And the information is quite interesting. They tested for levels of glyphosate in these products, and the wines, all of them had levels of glyphosate in the wine. The beers, there was one beer that didn't have any detectable levels of glyphosate, and it was Peak Beer, an organic beer out of Maine. And you can't buy it anywhere. I looked into it a little bit, and it doesn't look like you could buy it anywhere except in Maine. But the wines were Sutter Home Merlot. It had the most, 51 parts per billion. Behringer was second. Bear Founders Estate Moscato, Barefoot Cabernet Sauvignon, 36 parts per billion. This one really caught my attention. Incari Malbec, certified organic Malbec. And when I saw that, I said, I bet that's from California, not from Argentina. I bet the Argentina Malbecs would be pretty clean. No, it's an Argentina Malbec. It's not real high. It's 5.3 parts per billion. And then Frey came in last of the ones they tested at 4.8 parts per billion. The representative from Frey made a very interesting comment about this test. And the comment was that it's almost impossible to eliminate glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, if you're not familiar with that. He said it's almost, he or she, I'm not sure which it was, but anyway, it said it was almost impossible to avoid having glyphosate in the products for anybody. He said that the glyphosate is in rainfall now. I guess I should have known that. I talked to Bob Webster on his show about this yesterday, and he's got some books that go into great detail about levels of contamination of pesticides that are in all kinds of different products. It's a publication that I need to get myself. One of the things that came up in our discussion, too, well, let me tell you about the beers next. Some of you may be beer drinkers and be interested in this as well. And this all started back during the Super Bowl. You remember, if you watched the Super Bowl, you saw a really interesting ad campaign. The ad campaign was by Budweiser. And it was specifically about Bud Light. And they were making fun of Miller Lite and Coors Light about receiving a shipment of corn syrup. And it was pretty good. It's pretty well done. Well, Miller and Coors pushed back on it hard and brought up a very interesting fact. And that was that of all of Budweiser's products, and they got a bunch of them, Bud Light is the only product they put on the market that doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in the manufacturing of the beer. But obviously the truth is that Coors Light and Miller Light and Corona, Heineken, Guinness, Draft are all listed in this test, have levels of glyphosate in it. And it's my theory, it's not in this report, but it's my theory at this point, I'm going to continue to look into it and we're going to continue to talk about it, is that the glyphosate's coming from the high fructose corn syrup that it's being used in the no-till and all that. It's coming from the grains that are used in the beer for sure, but the high fructose corn syrup may be specifically where the problem is. Stella Artois has levels of glyphosate in it. Ace Perry Hard Cider, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, which is considered a really clean product, has 11 parts per billion. New Belgium Fat Tire, Sam Adams product, and then, like I said, Peak Beer. We'll put this, if we haven't already, on DirtDoctor.com and in on the website for the Texas Organic Research Center. But it's pretty fascinating. Here's the rub. The argument by the people that own the product, you know, it's a Monsanto Bayer now product. And their argument, Bayer's toxicologist said you'd have to drink 140 glasses a day for this to be at a toxic level for people. You'd have to drink 308 gallons of wine a day to reach the limit exposure that the EPA sets. Well, it's the wrong way to look at it. That's not what our concern has been, the toxicology of the Roundup. It's not going to make people, in most cases, just drop dead. what it does is it fouls up, you've heard me talk about it probably, it fouls up the gut. It fouls up the gut of the soil. It fouls up the gut of people and pets and wildlife and livestock. They argue that it doesn't have any effect on animals, just on plants. Well, the bacteria in your gut is a plant, and that's why it is a problem and a big problem. Bayer, another interesting point that fell out from me looking into this at this time, was that Bayer has currently 9,300 lawsuits underway. And two of them, either one or two, I think maybe two at this point, have been awarded big judgments, you know, multi-million dollar judgments, and are in appeal and everything right now. One study that was related to this said that the Roundup at one part per trillion, or the glyphosate. And by the way, that's another whole point. Most of these studies are looking specifically at glyphosate being the culprit. There are other ingredients in Roundup that are a problem, too. These research projects are not really looking at that at this point. So this one said one part per trillion glyphosate has been directly linked to breast cancer and disruption of the endocrine system. So what do? Just drink soda, pops? Well, that ain't going to help you because high fructose corn syrup is in all of the soft drinks. And like I just said, my suspicion is that may be where the problem is coming from. The high fructose corn syrup is bad for you in a whole lot of ways, not just the possibility of it having glyphosate in it, but, you know, weight gain and just general bad health and all kinds of things. You've heard quite a number of health experts on my show here talk about how bad that is. So don't think that just by avoiding booze, you can avoid this problem. The soft drinks may be a bigger problem. I think that the sports drinks are definitely in the mix here. So what do we do? Well, try to look at this information, and if you are going to continue to buy these products, which a lot of people, including us, are going to do to a level, it certainly changes your level of intake on them knowing this. But try to use the ones that are as clean as possible, and I think that'll have an effect on maybe helping change some of this stuff. One thing Bob and I were talking about the glyphosate is the most difficult thing about getting rid of it, getting it out of the system and not being a problem anymore, is it works so well. It kills weeds terrifically. It was developed as an anti-scale agent to clean out industrial vats, and they accidentally stumbled into the fact that it killed plants. They threw some out behind some plant somewhere, and they noticed that it killed a bunch of plants. So it is very effective at killing plants. I've talked to golf course people in my business, you know, about using something other than Roundup when they kill weeds on a golf course remodel or something like that, where they're killing on a great big large scale. And they can't believe, and they may be right at this point, that you can kill 300 acres of weeds with fatty acid or vinegar or something like we recommend for landscape use and herb gardens and vegetable gardens and all that, which works great, you know, on a small scale. And I don't disagree with that. What's going to have to happen for that to be solved, and it is happening, the large chemical companies are going to have to get on board and try to come up with something. And they can do it. They've got the smarts. They've got the technology. They've got the wherewithal to come up with something that's an alternative that won't have this problem, that can kill on a more industrial, agricultural level very effectively. But anyway, we'll have this information for you in detail on our websites, and you can see and make your decision about what to drink. And as we were talking about yesterday on his show, the secret is just drink clean water. And that's not 100% safe. There's, you know, we're not really trying to scare people about this, just try to be more aware of where we are and what is more dangerous than some other choice. Now, also related to this is to take the stuff that I take and recommend, my family takes, and I recommend, you hear the ads here all the time. And one of the specific ones that will help you with this, there's two. One is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, without question, builds the life in that in your gut. And so that helps to override some of the damage, you know, that's being caused by this stuff. And then the other one, which is equally important, maybe even more important on the glyphosate thing, is the Reg Active product. Now, you'll hear ads for them. They're sponsors of the show. They support our show. But I'm not just recommending them because of that. They work. They work great. Wonderful products. And if you're not already on both of them, I recommend it highly. Especially if you're drinking a lot of Coors Light, which I used to do, by the way. That used to be my beer of choice is Coors Light. And I've always wondered why Coors Light and Corona have always been so appealing to so many people. Corn syrup, that sweetness, that little bit of sweetness in there may be the answer to that question. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease.
truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're going to go to Grayford, Texas now and talk to Elaine. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. Pretty good. Cold.
Oh, man. This weather, just a seesaw, isn't it?
It sure is. Makes it hard to try to figure out what you're going to wear and what to do during the day, that's for sure.
That's all right.
I just walked in a couple minutes ago and heard you talking about the high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
That is just in absolutely everything.
Right.
So it takes you 30 minutes longer at the grocery store when you're reading ingredients.
Right.
But there are, I think the soda companies are actually starting to listen because if you go down the soft drink aisle in at least one of the stores out here, they have Dr. Pepper that specifically says, like, on the 12-pack of cans with sugar.
Hmm.
And you read those ingredients, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, and they carry the Mexican Coke, which is sugar, no high fructose corn syrup, and Gatorade uses sugar instead of the high fructose corn syrup in a lot of their flavors,
good.
Most of their flavors.
How do we know that when they say sugar, though, they're not using that as a term that really is high fructose corn syrup?
Probably don't. You have to trust, which is, you know, doing the assuming thing, which is a terrible thing to do.
Yep.
I think the only way to determine that for sure would probably be to contact the company directly. But with the soft drink companies, I think with them, I know Dr. Pepper is an example. They were the first ones that I'd seen out here that actually started carrying that with the sugar instead of specifically saying instead of the high fructose corn syrup. You can taste the difference.
Well, of course, sugar has some issues, too, but it's not as bad as the high fructose corn syrup. I tell you why I'm doing a little devil's advocate thinking on that. One thing I forgot to mention that came out of my just recent quick research here was that some of the beer companies are putting high fructose corn syrup in, and you know what they call it? It's called Irish Moss.
And that's really high fructose corn syrup.
And it's high fructose corn syrup, yeah. So, you know, what's to say that sugar, they're using the term sugar, and it's really high fructose corn syrup. But anyway, it sounds like we're moving in the right direction. There's at least enough of pushback where people are starting to do something. I think that ad that was on the Super Bowl of Bud Light has actually helped Bud Light's sales and hurt Miller and Coors some.
Very possibly. And with that, too, with you saying the it could be a semantics thing as far as them marking it as sugar.
Yep.
A lot of them, and I know ginger beer as an example, which is not beer. It's like ginger ale on steroids.
Right.
It's very strong ginger ale.
Right.
Some of those specifically say cane sugar.
Uh-huh, right.
As far as the determination as far as what kind of sugar it is. So I think if it's broken down like that, that is true sugar versus, and I don't drink a lot of sodas anyway. If I'm going to, that's what I'm going to drink, but you know, maybe one or two a year. But
that shouldn't hurt you.
If I'm going to drink a soda, I want something real. I don't want to drink that high fructose crap. So, yeah.
Well, one of the things that also was going to bring up that I didn't talk about on the beers, the European beers will, from what I'm seeing on this research, will tend to be cleaner. And German beers especially, and Italian beers.
Really?
Yeah, the Italians have some really good laws against GMOs and glyphosate. And so that, you know, just kind of goes downhill into this subject that we're talking about here. Again, probably none of this is perfect, because if glyphosate shows up in rainwater, you know, how do you stay completely free of it? But at least, you know, sticking with some of these that have the low levels in testing are certainly a healthier way to go, no question about it.
Absolutely. And like you said, water's the best way to go.
Yep.
That's my drink of choice, and should be most everybody's drink of choice as well.
Absolutely. You can't drink too much, I don't think, at all. Elaine, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Howard. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be with the Dirt Doctor, which is me, it's 866-444-3478. Not going to wear you out on that, but that's interesting stuff that definitely relates to health. And I know from the calls that I get in the follow-up when we talk about human health here that it's something people are interested in, and I'm delighted that they are, because we need to, you know, be moving the right direction on all this stuff. I want to talk a little bit about jump on board anytime. Some people calling in, it looks like, 866-444-3478. I want to talk about our current newsletter. As you have noticed, if you take our newsletter, and if you don't, you can sign up for it on dirtdoctor.com for free. It's a weekly newsletter. Got a lot of people that take it. And we've changed the format. We've changed the format to be more about, instead of just one subject, to be links to different subjects that are timely, or some new stuff that I've written, or some new research, or whatever is going on. This current newsletter that's just going out now, you may have already gotten it, covers Photinia, which I want to talk about specifically at the beginning of the next hour. We'll get the phone calls caught up, and then we'll talk about the Photinia and the issue about whether you should plant them or not, and can you save them if they're sick. There are some people out there saying it's impossible. They are 100% wrong, just like they are on rose rosette and oak wilt. And I'll talk about that. The organic disease control book that I talked about, I'm starting to work on. The first step of it I had forgotten. I've already done, and it's in the disease category. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about leaf management for the spring and disease control. All that right after this, so don't go away.